Yeah, now this is on. That's good. All right, we're going to talk about schizophrenia in the first hour. My name's Charles Hodges. I know a good number of you. I'm a family physician. I was practicing in Zionsville the last time I was here. I'm now practicing in Plainfield, Indiana, out by the airport, and for St. Francis Medical Group. I'm a family practice physician. I'm board certified in family practice and geriatrics, married 37 years, 4 children, 9 grandchildren now, 3 grandchildren since the last time I saw you, and they're wonderful. Yeah, wonderful to be around. My son, who was in the service that I've asked you guys to pray for him on and off for the last 6 years, he's home, decided to leave the Army because he wanted to stay home and watch his kids grow up instead of being gone every other year. And he works for Verizon Business now. And unfortunately, he's going to have to move close to the North Pole at Minneapolis. Take my grandchildren with him. I hope he freezes to death. I'm just kidding, actually. Really just kidding. And so he's doing fine. And I appreciate those of you who prayed for him. I have a list. Honest, I'm not doing anything. How's that? Maybe it's my electric personality. You don't think so? Okay. Boy, is he.
Must be the shirt. We haven't had any trouble with it.
This is just an ink shirt. What is it? The Prince of the Power of the Air?
We have not had trouble all year.
Does it die completely? Are we not getting anything?
Huh. Isn't that remarkable?
Let me try. I wonder if this got pulled out here. Looks like it's good.
Yeah, we figured it out. Give us just a, there we go.
That's what it is.
The mic was loose. If there can be trouble. All right, tonight we're going to talk about schizophrenia. Enough about me. Let's get on with it. Schizophrenia. Let's see if I can figure this out. Okay, which button is which?
It's the page forward one. It'll be next page and then back.
So got it. Yeah. Okay. There we go. All right. Now we're ready to go. Tonight we're going to talk about schizophrenia. It's a psychiatric disorder characterized by, this is the standard dictionary definition. I think you have it in your notes, don't you? Written out right in front of you. By a loss of contact with the environment, by noticeable deterioration in the level of functioning in everyday life, by disintegration of personality expressed as disorder of feeling, thought, perception, and behavior. You want me to translate that? Okay, I thought you might. Well, it's a problem where people lose touch with reality. A schizophrenic could be in this room, and I often tell people it's sort of like they're watching a different movie, and they think you're seeing it, but you're not. You know, they're seeing, hearing, smelling, perceiving things that you and I simply don't see, and it's all going inside their head, but we're not seeing it. It also has an effect on the way they express their emotions. We'll see a little bit later that most often they have what we call a flat affect. Whenever you hear the word flat affect, it just means they sort of look like this all the time. You know, they don't smile. Sort of reminds me of my choir on Sunday morning. Boy, you guys are a hard room tonight. Come on. If you think you're going to go to sleep, stand up, all right? That doesn't bother me if you stand up. What really bothers me is if you snore. They will have delusions. They will think things that are not true. They will see things that don't exist, and their behavior will be very different. The word I don't know why, but the dictionary gives credit to Latin for the word when actually I'm certain the Greeks got there first. with schizo and phreneo, and that means divided thinking. Now, the dictionary definition does very little to explain what schizophrenia actually does to people. These patients face a life in which everything that they do will decline. Most of them will never work up to their full capacity. They make up a significant portion of our homeless population. You know, if you look at the number of people in the United States who are homeless, I would judge that most of them are schizophrenic. They make up less than 1% of the U.S. population, but they account for 20% of all Social Security benefits paid. They fill 25% of all hospital days filled in the United States every year. They occupy 25% of them. Their life expectancy is 20% less than the rest of the population. And their risk for death, for any reason, dying for any reason, is 2.5 times more than the rest of us. Now, a lot of people will think that schizophrenia is a split personality, and that's not so, but it's probably born out of the observation that most people make, that most people who are schizophrenic had a past. They had a personality that existed before, and now they have a personality that exists afterwards, and those two personalities are very, very different. Other people will think that it might have something to do with multiple personality disorder, and that is not true. It's really not like the movie A Beautiful Mind. Russell Crowe is far too clean. It is just not that. My first encounter with schizophrenia came early in life at the age of 6. I lived on the corner of Warman and Ray Street in Indianapolis, and that was about 2 miles from Central State Hospital in Indianapolis. And Central State Hospital was, at that time, the main place where most adults were sent who had mental disorders, and most of the folks who have been labeled schizophrenic. I can remember seeing it a lot because it seemed like Central State Hospital was sort of on the way to everything for us. You know, we would drive by it, and I would see these people who looked a little strange standing behind the fence looking out. I didn't know much more about them than that, other than I knew I didn't want to be inside the fence with them. Somehow I knew that that just wasn't the place to be at that age. At 9 we moved, and we didn't drive by Central State Hospital anymore, and so I had almost no contact with folks who were labeled schizophrenic until when I was a junior medical student on psychiatry, and I was shipped off to Marion County General Hospital to the psych ward, where I became a staff physician for half a ward full of people, most of whom were chronically diagnosed as schizophrenic. In that group of patients, I had people who thought they were Jesus Christ. I remember I had one guy who thought he was Jesus Christ once, and then there was another fellow who thought he was John the Baptist, and they got together. You know, the prophet and the Messiah. And that was not an uncommon thing. We had lots of people who came, usually in straitjackets, and who left a few days later on Thorazine. Thorazine was the main drug that was used at the time to treat people who had schizophrenia. It seemed to work reasonably well. People who came in hallucinating and delusional and sometimes violent would leave rather calm. I can remember the staff psychiatrist who, you know, this thing is ringing, and if we could tell the sound person that it's ringing, it'll drive me crazy for the next hour. So I can remember the staff psychiatrist who was a fellow named Rama Chandran. And he would come in twice a week. We would see him for a couple of hours twice a week, but he was the staff psychiatrist, and we were actually the runners who did everything. And I can distinctly remember asking him, what is the routine dose of Thorazine, you know, for people who are schizophrenic? And I can remember him telling me that what you do is you just keep increasing the dose until they tell you they don't hear the voices anymore. And that was how it worked. You know, you just write a little more, write a little more. I know that Central State Hospital is empty now. It closed for lots of reasons. The first, I suppose, was Thorazine. There was real hope at the time Thorazine or chlorpromazine was invented that patients who had psychosis and delusions would be able to function normally, return to society, hold jobs, have families, and fit right back into society in a normal way. That was the hope. The reality was delivered to us in the 1970s by the United States Supreme Court, who decided, roughly, I think in the middle of the 70s, that people who were schizophrenic had the same constitutional rights as everyone else, which meant that then we could no longer imprison them, which is what was done up until about the middle of the 1970s. You know, a person who was schizophrenic and who wouldn't take their medicine and who would become delusional X number of times eventually would end up hospitalized, committed to Central State Hospital and stay there the rest of their lives. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. And so they made their bet that they could give everybody a shot of a long-acting preparation of derivative of Thorazine, and that these people would be seen in clinics, and that they would all then move out into the back into real life, and they would not have to be imprisoned in places like Central State Hospital. Unfortunately, what the reality of it was once most of these folks get out of the hospital and out of care, they quit taking their medicines and disappear. Most of us have met schizophrenics at one time or another. If you're not in the healthcare professions, or if you don't have a relative who is struggling, then the most likely place you've encountered them is just out on the street. If you go to any